Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 205. If you're new here, welcome. This show is a playlist of 7 to 10 songs culled from the Nashville area of music that you should be aware of. It's not holistic by any means, but we do our best to peek into a variety of scenes and genres from around town to give you a pleasant listening experience. The show itself is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can take a peek at weownthistown.net for a list of all our latest podcast releases, music reviews, and a little notable news from about town. We are, of course, on social media as well. Find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to get notifications about all the episodes from all of our shows. Last week, there were new episodes from Ladyland, San Dimas Today, Liquid Gold, and Nashville Demystified. If none of those names sound familiar, well, do yourself a favor and go subscribe to them all. The content is fantastic. Sure, I'm biased, but I'm trustworthy. You need to hear this stuff. On the horizon, expect new episodes from Filmography Club, the return of Thick as Thieves, and, if all goes well, both the return of This Is the Place and a brand new show we have yet to announce. All that to say, there's plenty of quality entertainment pouring out of We Own This Town at a regular pace. Treat yourself and partake in it. Speaking of quality entertainment, this week on this show, we've got 10 new tracks ready to go. Honestly, I've got about 20 new tracks ready to go, but I'm not looking to take up 2 hours of your time. Last Friday was Bandcamp Friday, and there was a ton of great new music released. Way too much for one show. So I'm just going to cherry pick a few of them and let you know the deal on each one. It's kind of what we do here. So let's start things off with a delightfully dancey piece.
Thank you.
Envy with Stop Sweatin' It off their EP, Unreleased. As you might guess, that EP is comprised of previously unreleased tracks. The band put them out into the world on June 19th as a means of leveraging Bandcamp's donations to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. According to the write-up for the release, quote, Unreleased is comprised of three uplifting songs from a series of summer recording sessions back in 2018. It was a time of experimental songwriting and exploration in the studio. We're pausing our album release cycle in light of the holiday to bring you new music in hopes that you donate, download, and enjoy. End quote. I look forward to more and also suggest that you go buy the record and donate to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. It's the right thing to do. All right, let's hear another new track from a surprise EP.
Oh, you want me to do the ad-libs?
Yeah.
Ball game. Ooh. Body, everything on mine. Done trying to hold my tongue. Acting on white, my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ball game. Ooh. Body, everything I'm on. Done trying to hold my tongue. I can avoid my foot. Let me tell you, I don't take too kindly to disrespect. I got trees in my palm like I'm on the west. I can skate on any beat like I'm Ryan Shea.
Oh, she got the city popping.
Well, what you expect? They're probably gonna throw me in the group chat. Send another message, I'll cap stay big man. So we just getting started way more than the artists. Let the money do the talking, that's chit chat. I ain't holding my tongue no more.
They should go take a little break.
What for? I bring a little man on tour. I know it'd be down, I'm sure. I think he loved it. See, before I made a little noise, but baby, this something is loud. I used to look up to all of the greats. I feel like I'm one of them now. Girl, shit, days, you finna go crazy. I guess the secret is out. The back getting bigger like under my eyes. I ain't been asleep in a while. Now, internet gangsters been hit with amnesia. You just a puppy, your cousin named Skeeter. Betty decided she'll rent in the feature. I don't negotiate, hit up deletion. Bruno just turned on my vocals. Superstar, I'm thinking bigger than local. Bigger than I don't do fake, so I'm done being social. Perfecting my friend and I put it in motion. Ball game. Body, everything I'm on. Done trying to hold my tongue. Acting on way more fun. Ball game. Ooh. Body, everything I'm on. Done trying to hold my tongue. Acting on way more fun.
Right, Ball Game from Daisha McBride off the brand new EP, You Feel Me. We actually played McBride just a few episodes back with her collab track Galapagos Freestyle featuring Byron Juan, but this EP is just so damn good, I had to play her again. The runtime is just under 2 minutes, but it's unrelentingly captivating. This came out on Friday, and I've already listened to it obsessively. It's so damn good. The rest of the release is great too, but I can only play one track, right? There's a post over on McBride's Instagram page that talks about how her tour plans for 2020 were completely upended by the coronavirus. Her crush didn't reciprocate her feelings. She got depressed by the quarantine. She started making toxic decisions because of that cocktail of a scenario, and even had friends intervene with her behavior. But she took all that energy and went into the studio to make You Feel Me, this brand new EP. It is a fantastic release. It's a wonderful little bit of backstory and insight into how it all came together. Definitely go follow her on Instagram at @the_rapgirl. It's just great. Go listen to it in full at your earliest convenience. Please do that. Okay, let's keep going.
I never found a way to live without. I'm gonna find a way to live without. I never found a way to live without. I'm gonna find a way to live without. Let me begin by saying I don't know. Oh,
That was Live Without from The Lees of Memory off their brand new full-length album, Moonshot. There's a great piece in The Scene interviewing principal members Jonathan Davis and Brandon Fisher about the writing, recording, and mixing process of this whole thing. Pretty fascinating undertaking in which the band was forced to work remotely through most of the creation of the record. Given that 2020 is the year of social distancing, that's not particularly surprising, but it's certainly yielded some great new results from the band. When I think of Lees of Memory, I generally think of a somewhat shoegazy undertaking, but this is much more straightforward rock music. And honestly, good rock music is in short supply these days. As noted in the Scene article, the record is a bit all over the place in terms of the styles it tries on from track to track, but it never feels disjointed. I've only picked this up the other day, so my opinions are not fully formed, but I'm loving what I've heard just from skimming around. Looking forward to spending more time with this one. I hope you do too. All right, here's another brand new one. Maker from Midtones, a brand new single of a forthcoming album entitled In the Box, due out on July 31st. Midtones reached out to me via the We Own This Town site and sent over this song and their previous single entitled Believer. Shamefully, I'm just now getting around to including them on the show. I really enjoy both tracks, and I get kind of a War on Drugs vibe from them. Not exactly, of course, but there's a good bit of that blend of driving music combined with the super cooled out vocals. Also, that piano twinkle is pretty hard to deny. The band is comprised of a father and son, a college roommate, and a neighbor from down the road in East Nashville. You could go as far as to call it a family affair and not be too far off. It's actually kind of incredible to hear a band with a dad in the formal lineup that is not just a blues hammer undertaking. This is really legitimately great stuff. No offense to dads everywhere or blues hammer bands, but this is exemplary. Take note. Looking forward to July 31st when In the Box is due out. These songs are streaming on Spotify and other streaming networks, so go check them out. keep an eye on Midtones for that album. I believe that you will enjoy it. Okay, let's switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Listen. If it isn't good luck, then what you wishing for me? You don't like the way I'm living, and what's your vision for me? I'm seeing far beyond them contradicting ways. On another chapter, shit, I had to flip the page. Dues paid from the blood, sweat, and tears. All them years I was assed out, now I cash out. Fuck beefing over minor shit. I'm closer to the goal, you hustling for designer shit. My shorties gotta eat, dog, I'm all in. Need air, red scent, better fall in. Killing these niggas, wait, put a pause in. You a damn fool thinking you can stall Ben. As a member of the team, do your part, cause even Byron Leftwich got a ring. Listen, as a member of the team, do your part, cause even Byron Leftwich got a ring. Feel me? Got about the hood, police wanna lock me up. Got a little paper, now they wanna lock me down. It's a cold world, showing love is not enough. Can't even come around, they wanna knock me down. Good luck. Good luck. They say life a lesson, but if you got the answers, why you asking questions? Take the time and realize life's a blessing. Too much anger in your heart, that's pent up aggression. Ain't no rest for the weary, open your ears, hear me. Paint a picture vivid, nigga, I hope you see it clearly. Dilly departed, most of my friends close to the end. Open case with no closure, but we close, amen. As a member of the team, fuck it. If I extend a helping hand, you wouldn't even touch it. Smiling in my face, but talk about me like it's nothing. Sorry could never justify your sorry acts in public. Nigga, I seen it all, I ain't scared of nothing. I made my own way, you couldn't tell me nothing. You busy talking, but ain't hearing nothing. Homie, it's only one God, I ain't fearing nothing. You heard? Got about the hood, police wanna lock me up. Got a little paper, now they wanna knock me down. It's a cold world, showing love is not enough. Can't even come around, they wanna knock me down. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. Time for the South Side. Shot town that is. One time for the Bill. Nashville that is. We winning. All you haters, good luck.
That was B Stokes with Good Luck. A single released back in April of this year that I just stumbled across somehow browsing around Instagram. There's a video that goes along with this featuring B. Stokes perpetually falling through the atmosphere, and it's a fantastic companion to the aggressive vocal styles. As far as I can tell, B. Stokes splits his time between Nashville and Chicago, but I think that's sufficient enough to include him here on the show. I mean, he directly calls out Nashville, so that's definitely plenty. I've yet to dive into the back catalog of his work, but I love the ominous vibe of the beats and the style of his flow, so I suspect we'll hear more from him on this show in the future. His Spotify profile and Instagram are linked in the episode details. Do yourself a favor, go listen to more, just like what I'm going to do. Okay, here's another brand new one.
I move a variety of places with a variety of races, forward thinking. Friends circle United Nations. Biden get nomination, I'm moving to Nova Scotia. Bernie get nomination, I'm copping a pound of Doja. Soul controller, Tanjiro, I cut the boulder. I'm a demon slayer, devils may cry cause they know it's over. Cop to Uncle Nearest mixed with lemonade and soda. Like you get a verse, you get a verse, give it away like Oprah. Watch as I approach the tippy top of the mountain. Chain got a water bill, shit drip like a fountain. For my cuz, I beat a hater to the white meat. Cause they acting too fishy round this Pisces. I'm fly like paper, get high like planes. I put one in the sky like fade away from the lane. And I bet my car talk, I bet my motor clean. Suicide dope, brown rover look like poking beans. All my niggas know me in the prison cause they want me justice. Niggas hope for me like how I hope a white cop, don't be looking down the scope of me. I tag my nigga in and he'll come off the top rope for me. Like paper, get high like planes. I put one in the sky like fade away from the lane. Fly like paper, get high like planes. I button up the Gucci, my girl ordered the sushi. The waitress said mushi mushi, then she brought it right to me. I am Max of Pluto, why is niggas acting goofy? I don't believe shit you say, you gon' have to prove it to me. Chillin', conversating, politicking with educated women. Future Pulitzer Prize winning. Cause like me, they nice with a pen. Everybody ain't happy cause they smile and grin.
Flypaper from Negro Justice, the lead single from his very recently released EP, The Second Stimulus Package. We played a track from the first Stimulus Package EP, and I've really been enjoying everything coming out of his world, so I had to include this. This track is incredibly smooth. I absolutely love the swirling style of that beat, and the verse is just this fascinating mixture of laid back and extremely confident. There's several guests on the EP that I'm going to be checking out as well. One of the beneficial parts to finally playing more hip-hop here on the show is that there's a really admirable amount of collaboration and cross-pollination between acts. Rock bands don't feature other vocalists or musicians nearly as often as hip-hop artists do, and I think there's a real deficit in a lot of traditional rock music because of that. But I digress. The Second Stimulus Package is still getting listened to and consumed by my brain, but I'm going to go ahead and say that I think it may be even stronger than the first Stimulus Package release. It's never easy to follow up on yourself with a noted improvement, but I think Negro Justice has done it. I believe the release is a Bandcamp exclusive, linked in the episode details. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit.
Thank you.
Dial Up Ghost with the title track Empty Houses from their new full-length album, Empty Houses. If you were paying attention to the lyrics, you may have picked up on exactly what the song is about, but here's a bit of an excerpt about the record pulled from the band's Instagram. Quote,
"Last July, we went into Schematic Studios to record a new album, and today, a year later, Empty Houses is finally out. The album was made out of frustration towards the housing crisis. We need affordable, humane housing for all. The first three songs specifically deal with landlords evicting tenants, yuppies gentrifying neighborhoods, and the fact that Nashville is flooded with ugly Airbnb houses that are empty while offering almost nothing to the homeless. In an ultimate ironic twist of fate, I was forced to move from my apartment just this week. Prophecy fulfilled, perhaps. My rent was intentionally tripled to kick me out so the landlord could remodel and flip the building, during a pandemic and economic depression, mind you. But this isn't about me. This stuff and worse happens to millions of people all the time in America because greed is legal and encouraged."
End quote. The band goes on to explain that they've given a portion of the proceeds to the Nashville Rescue to do their part in aiding the homelessness situation here in Nashville. I'd also note that there is a track on the album called, quote, "Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is a Drug Dealer." And it is directly about how the senator takes money from pharmaceutical company and plays a part in the opiate crisis that grips the nation. All that is to say, Dial Up Ghost isn't shying away from the political or tackling real issues with their music that are directly impacting their daily lives. I love that. And I think they're doing a damn fine job of it. And I think more bands should do this sort of thing as well. It is phenomenal to see. Empty Houses is out now everywhere. The Bandcamp version is linked in the episode description. Go give it a click. All right, here comes another new one, a slow burner, so don't smack that skip ahead button.
Question. I'm behind the eight ball. about the tarot cards which I've been dealt. Better hurry up, 'cause my Marty figurine is melting in the rain. Expedite, I might be a dirty river in the morning light.
That was Just a Moment from Neil O'Neill of his brand new EP, Modern Agriculture. We played the lead track from this release back in September of 2019, but the album has been held behind a curtain until just this past week. It's a really wonderfully layered piece of work, and with just five songs, it's a fantastic listen from start to finish. The album itself was produced by Skyway Man, aka James Wallace, and features Luke Snyder on pedal steel and was mixed by Jake Davis, all three names we featured on the show in some form or another. There's several other great players too, Adam Seltzer, Darren Thorault, Jonathan Truman, Luke Skidmore, but I don't know as much about them, so I'll have to do some digging there. The record is streaming everywhere, and I highly suggest you give it a listen. The write-up for the record is interesting, so I'll read it here. Modern Agriculture is an ethereal alt-country voyage into the desert that wrestles with themes of temporality, humanity's relationship to the natural world, and rebirth. Sonically, it alludes to the works of Daniel Lanois, the Everly Brothers, and Neil Young. That's a fantastic write-up and some wonderful company to keep as well. Definitely endorsing listening to this record. Do that. All right, here's another new one. So much new music to feature. Love it.
Maybe today will be the day that I don't wake up. But I can't make sense of it for you. It's not that I have some desire making me give up. Just take a break from existence. Meaningless words keep on coming out of my mouth while small talk is cheaper by the day. It's just that I have got some kind of secret depression. I've been hiding for so long now. In my mind, I wanna get out. I've done my time. So help me figure it out. I'll try to walk that line. Or maybe I'm already out of my fucking mind. Maybe today will be a day that can feel better. 'Cause some days it's easier to smile. When I get low, you know I start to feel so guilty for not being happy. Suffering can bring all kinds of things up to the surface. So painful to confront some of the wounds I've held onto since I was a small child. Just trying understand. In my mind, I don't want to feel dead. I want to free my mind. You think I've got a chance, so try to give it some time.
Mind. telling me that I'll be okay. Sometimes I just get caught by my secret depression, but you help me to find my way through my mind to a happier place. You ease my mind, warm smile on your face. So many times your heart's so, so full of grace, and I'm out of my fucking
Secret Depression from Great Grandson off their new EP, At War with the Noonday Demon. We played Great Grandson just a few episodes back with the track Sex Magic, but that song appears on this release, so I wanted to remind you of its existence. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I sort of love songs that are about especially heavy subjects that present them as very light and airy pop songs. This song opens with the line, "Maybe today is the day I don't wake up," but then goes on to talk about how the subject of the song helps the narrator navigate their world. If you didn't catch the lyrics, back up this episode and listen to it again. It's not a light song, but I think there's something especially cathartic about hearing someone sing words that articulate feelings that are very hard to express. If you're feeling a secret depression, maybe you don't know how to tell anyone. Songs like this can help you feel less alone. I won't get into the healing power of music, but there's something quite special there. If you do feel depressed, please know that you can talk to someone. Reach out. Folks will listen, and that can mean a lot. All right, to end the show, we're going to play an excerpt of a track that is, in its totality, over 9 minutes long. I'm going to give you roughly half of it. That was a portion of Elegy Redux from the Nashville Ambient Ensemble, a large collaborative undertaking featuring Michael Hicks, Cynthia Cardenas, Deli Neblett, Jack Silverman, Kim Ruger, Luke Schneider, and Timon Kappel. This recording specifically is taken from a session done over at Battle Tapes in East Nashville with the very speed function on the tape machine turned down during session printing. Generally, such a thing would be a garbled mess, but with this kind of ambient music, done by such a skilled set of folks, it works beautifully. It's sprawling and slow, but that's where its enjoyment comes from. There are exactly two posts on the Nashville Ambient Ensemble Instagram, and both of them state that a full-length album does exist, there's just no plan at the moment for its release. I don't know about you, but I'm going to follow along with bated breath, as I am quite excited to hear more of this. All right. That's our show. 10 tracks of new local music and so many more already queued up for the next episode. I may have to greatly change the format here to cram everything in. Let me know. Do you think a new format sounds intriguing? Are you tired of hearing this nerdy voice talk about each and every track? Hit us up at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook with your opinion. It'd be much appreciated. Find us at weownthistown.net for our massive back catalog of episodes, other shows on the We Own This Town Network, and plenty more to fill your day. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk at you soon. Bye.